This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for January 30th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 103, verse 19. It says there, "The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all." End of quote. Steve Maraboli, in his special anniversary edition of the book Life, the Truth, and Being Free, wrote this. It says, "You must learn to let go, release the stress. You were never in control anyway." End of quote. Epictetus, a Greek Stoic philosopher, said, "Freedom is the only worthy goal in life. It is won by disregarding things that lie beyond our control." End of quote. In our daily life, we often forget or ignore a cardinal truth that the Bible reveals to all of us: the fact that the Lord established his throne in heaven, his kingdom rules over all. The United States do not control the affairs of the world. Russia does not control the affairs of the world. China is not either. Not Donald Trump and not Vladimir Putin control and rules the world. Bible declares God is in control, and his kingdom rules over all. When it says his kingdom rules over all, it means precisely what it says. God rules all. The universe, the world, nations, cities, kings, presidents, and all people and their minds and all affairs of this earth and universe. Of course, God appoints leaders to act as his agents for a period of time, as his representative to implement justice and give protection to people living on his earth. But however, he removes them also. These are temporary assignments from the divine hand. Beloved, look through the pages of history. You will see God's appointments and his removals. At the final outset, God rules over all is the unalterable truth and fact. This amazing knowledge can be and should be applied in our daily life. Each day we have to remind ourselves who is in control. You see, you are not the one who controls, and you cannot. I am not the one who controls, I cannot. However, God is in control and his kingdom rules all. We often think we can control other people or control the circumstances and outcome. That thought comes only from our ignorance. There are many things you want to control, don't you? You like to control your children, your spouse, your employees, and the list goes on. However, when we try to control, we just forget our today's Bible insight that says, "The Lord established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all." Rules over all mean just that. He can do a far better job than you would ever do. Instead of acting like God and try to control people and affairs, we can pray and surrender ourselves to God. When you try to control, did you ever notice the result? You end up being miserable. You would end up on high stress and lose peace and joy altogether. One of the fundamental lessons of spiritual maturity is to learn and apply this principle in day-to-day life. The earlier you get this, the better equipped you would become to face life. God is in control of all the affairs of this world. You are not. You would not be able to control what happens even in your life just today, much less your future, career, bank accounts, and health. Similarly, another eye-opening truth is you would not be able to control your children, spouse, and employees. God rules over all means over all. Of course, you can give good counsel and guidance. You can pray for them and surrender your plan to the will of God and wait and see what God would do on your behalf. The knowledge that God is in control and he rules all, and the application of this truth in our everyday life, would save you from many dangers, free you up from many panic attacks, higher stress, and nervous breakdowns. Whatever the pain-filled matter you are faced with, remember, God rules from his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Give the issue and problems to the hand of the Lord God in prayer and submission. God says in Isaiah 41:10, this is what he says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." End of quote. Through it all, God will uphold you with his righteous right hand. Is that not enough for you? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me today. Lord, let me remember every day that I am not in control. I am unable to control even my life or even my family's life. You are in control. I acknowledge the fact that your throne is in heaven and your kingdom rules over all. Lord, I submit my desires to your hand and I submit my will to you. Help me to understand this truth and depend on you every day, trusting and leaning on you and your provisions. I know Jesus Christ died for my sins on that cross. He paid for my sins and he rose again. Thank you for dying in my place and saving me. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Lord, thank you for all your blessings. I come and I worship you and I adore you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.